Happy anniversary.
This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam. Sorry about that.
Kia ora, Tato.
I don't know what that was. Kia ora.
How's it going?
We've been talking about trick or treat, and it seems that Sam here is a bit of a prankster. For Halloween.
Oh, just, you know, occasionally, one-offs, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was either last Halloween or the year before, I set up my guitar and amp next to the door and played loud Black Sabbath riffs to little children.
I think that's more, like, in theme and slash, like, influential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And other times, when I was younger, my dad used to make dry ice and put it through the door so it steams, comes out, you know, kind of thing. And then, yeah.
All right. Well,
so not that exciting, to be honest, but...
Yeah, yeah.
What's your prank you were saying?
Oh, right. My prank was actually quite terrifying. I kind of ruined Halloween a little bit for some of the neighborhood kids in my mum's neighborhood. I put, like, fake blood on one side of my face, answered the door with the clean side, and then turned around and revealed the gory mess. And no children actually came back to the house for a while. Like... The next year, like, no one came to the house.
Wow. You got that reputation as being the...
I just thought it'd be funny, but it was maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
Funny. Anyway.
Oh, anyway.
Don't scare children on Halloween. And I hope you guys had a nice, safe Halloween too.
The real actual Halloween is this Tuesday, eh?
Yeah, this Tuesday. Okay. So if all the children who are coming around, you know, make it fun, but don't make it too scary because they won't come to your house.
Safer neighborhoods together.
Yeah. Anyway, we're looking at Nina Simone's Nina Simone Sings the Blues from 1967, and I'm very excited about this, Sam.
Cool. Yeah, this is her 15th studio album. She released so many albums, like 40 or something in her career. But yeah, this is called Nina Simone Sings the Blues, and it's turning 50. Big 5-0. It came out in 1967. So just a bit of background about Nina Simone. So she was born Eunice Kathleen Waymon in South Carolina in 1933. And she was the sixth child of a preacher, large family. And from a very early age, she wanted to be a concert pianist. And after being turned down for a musical scholarship in Philadelphia at a very prestigious music school, she decided to change her name in order to make a living as a pianist. So she changed her name to Nina Simone, basically to disguise herself from her family, because she had chosen to play not classical music, as was kind of set out, but blues and jazz, or the quote-unquote devil's music, which her mother did not approve of. She started out in clubs and bars. And
Satan just ruins everything, doesn't it?
I know. Yeah, the devil's music.
Damn.
But yeah, so she was initially just going to play piano just as a soloist, but a bar owner she was playing for basically convinced her to sing as well. And this is where her career began. So she released her debut album in 1958. It was called Little Girl Blue. And then through the 60s, she released 13 more studio albums. Very, very prolific. Two or three albums a year. Without relative commercial success, really. But she had a very strong fan base and kind of a loyal following. Mm. And in this time, she also got heavily involved in the American Civil Rights Movement. And many of her songs were actually very political, songs like Young, Gifted, and Black, and Mississippi Goddamn, and all those, you know, great songs. Her music very much touched on the political and social climate of the time, and the black struggle, I guess. She also performed and spoke at many of the American Civil Rights rallies and the bus protests and that kind of thing. She was very much tied up in that. So she was very prolific. And as I was saying, she released two or three records a year. But by 1967, she changed record labels and she moved to RCA Records. And with that move, she decided to slightly change her sound for this new album, which would be called Nina Simone Sings the Blues. Now, of course, she'd always had elements of blues in her music, but for the most part, her music had been anchored in jazz. There was a bit of gospel thrown in, bit of classical as well, particularly in her very good piano playing. But on this album, she embraced the blues fully and incorporated other instruments such as the harmonica, electric guitar, there was a bit of saxophone. And I mean, just for an example of how much of a change this was for her, her previous record saw her accompany a full orchestra. So this was really very much a stripped back approach, kind of back to basics kind of thing. And I would probably say this is her most raw album. It really captures her voice and her piano playing in the best way possible, I think, with minimal added arrangements, and allows her and the songs to really shine through. So I thought we'd start with the opening track of the record. It's called Do I Move You? And this is a kind of a slow blues featuring harmonica and a bit of blues guitar as well. It's also a Nina Simone original and one of five tracks written by her on this 11-track album.
Awesome. Thanks, Sam.
Do I move you? Are you willing? Do I groove you? Is it thrilling? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now. It pleases me. Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Pleases me. When I touch you, do you quiver from your head down to your liver?
Kia ora, everybody. That was Nina Simone with Do I Move You? I'm here with Sam Smith.
Hello.
Kia ora, bro.
That was cool.
Yeah, we're doing anniversary albums. Just had someone call up, say that they had torn their leg up.
Torn it up.
But they're enjoying the show.
Oh, well, hopefully some Nina Simone makes things slightly better.
And to whoever's calling right now, I can't answer the phone, sorry, at the moment. But thanks.
Maybe ring back during the next song.
Yeah, ring back during the next song.
So that was Do I Move You? As you can see, very bluesy harmonica in there. And that's kind of a common feature throughout this record. The next track we're going to play is the second track on the album. It's called Day and Night. And this one features some very nice harmony vocals from Nina, some double-tracked harmonies. And this track is by American jazz guitarist Rudy Stevenson.
Yeah.
Smiling, and he's got you uptight.
likes to dance now. Tell you what you do. When you see him coming down the street, you start to
do the boogaloo.
Good everybody, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. I just had a caller, Sam, about collaborations. Did Nina Simone do any collaborations with the likes of Jimi Hendrix or you know, some other big guns?
She definitely didn't do anything with Jimi Hendrix. I don't actually think she did any collaborations.
Yeah.
Because she was quite an independent woman and quite a strong woman, quite fierce. And the rumour is she was quite difficult to work with.
No, that's not a rumour, that's an actual fact.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's an interview that I saw of her, and they're like, oh, they're saying that you're crazy. Oh, no, they're saying that you're, and then she's like, what, crazy? She's like, what does that have to do with music?
I'm pretty sure she was a straight-up solo artist for her entire career.
She's a queen diva,
she is,
I reckon.
Yeah,
there
was
no room for anyone else.
No, basically. Yeah. All right, the next track we're going to play is... This is going to go down the more gospel kind of church route.
Yeah.
It's called Real Real, and there's a bit of organ in there. There's some nice hand claps as well.
Yeah.
And this is also another Nina Simone original track.
Dixon 5395.
Is real to me. It thrills me with perfect liberty. When you tell me you love me and you hold me and kiss me, then I know it's real, real. It's so real to me. Say real, real. Our love is real to me. Please thrill. And your mama, one day soon we're gonna have a great wedding day. It's so real to me. I say real, real, our love is real to me. And your mama, one day soon you're gonna have a great wedding day. So real, so real, so real, so real, it's so real, so real, it's so real to me.
Miss Nina Simone.
Beautiful. Just what you need on a Monday morning.
Yes,
so soothing.
It is.
Yeah, so that was Nina Simone, Real Real. Alrighty, the next track we're going to play is another blues-based track. It's called Backlash Blues, and this one features more slick blues guitar playing. The guitarist on this album is called Eric Gale. He was a kind of well-known session player on all of blues records back in the 50s and 60s, and his playing is one of the standouts on this record, and this track was also co-written by Nina Simone and American poet Langston Hughes.
Mr. Backlash, just who do you think I am? freeze my wages and send my son to Vietnam. He give me second-class houses and second-class schools. Do you think that all colored folks are just second-class fools, Mr. Backline? I'm gonna leave you with a backlash blue. When I try to find a job to earn a little cash, all you got to offer is your mean old white backlash. But the world is big, big and bright and round, and it's full of folks like me who are black, yellow, beige and brown, Mr. Backlash. What do you think I got to lose? I'm gonna leave you with the backlash blues. You're the one who'll have the blues, not me. Just wait and see.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Just love a bit of blues.
I'm so glad that you chose Nina.
Oh, I had to pick Nina. I mean, you know, she's one of those all-time great singers.
Yes, it is. And 1967, I mean, that's quite an amazing bracket of year.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, her career spanned 5 decades.
5 decades.
From about 1958 to about 1993, she made records.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The next track we're going to play is called I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl. And this is more of a ballad. We've had some kind of more heavy blues numbers, but this is a nice ballad. She was very good with her ballads. And this is just basically her and piano. It features minimal instrumentation. I would say this is more classic Nina from some of her previous work, and features a very nice sax solo from Buddy Lucas, who also plays harmonica on this album.
Mm.
I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. Maybe I can fix
things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar. My
boo. Oh yeah.
Yo, we've just been having
Nina
a little
Simone, ladies
sing
and
along.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. Not too much though.
Not too much. I don't want too much.
No. So what are we doing now?
So, we are doing our last song.
Yeah, but before that we're gonna talk about the reception and the legacy. And we've got a little treat for you as well.
Oh, yes.
But before that, so basically the album came out and like most of her records, it didn't really sell. There was no big single, but, you know, that was pretty much like that throughout her career. She wasn't really a commercial artist. Mm. It didn't seem to faze her, though. She just kept chugging along, continuing to release albums. And also remained involved in the civil rights movement into the 1970s. She continued to put out albums right up till about 1993, before spending the last decade of her life in relative obscurity. She was diagnosed with bipolar in the late 80s.
Mm.
And she had some tough times through her career. She had a strong temperament and was often involved with clashes with managers and record labels. And there's a very famous story where in the 1980s she tried to kill a guy from her record label because they weren't giving her money she was owed.
Nina!
And she recounts it in a very famous interview. It's very funny. We're going to play this for you. Where she followed him to the restaurant and then fired a gun at him. So here's what she had to say about that.
I was a record company that stole my albums and didn't pay me, and they came to Switzerland, and I said, where's my money? And they said, we're not gonna give you any money. I said, oh, yes, you are. And I got a gun. It was a gun, it wasn't a knife. And I followed him to a restaurant, and I tried to kill him.
Yes!
I missed him, and I went back to America.
You actually pulled the trigger?
Excuse me. Yes, I did.
Get him, Nina.
But I felt better for it.
Oh, yes. Sorry I didn't get him.
What an absolute queen. What a boss. Yeah. Don't mess with Nina Simone and give her bloody money, man.
Yeah, give her money.
God, unless you want to get fired at. she died in 2003. But since then, her influence and legacy has just grown significantly. I mean, she's now considered one of the greatest singers of all time, and many of her songs are considered 20th century classics. Just last month, she was also named as one of the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And long overdue, in my opinion.
Yes.
And I actually thought she was already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but no, she's not. So no. Hopefully this time she'll be inducted. And just out of note, if you really want a good film to watch, on Netflix there's a really, really good documentary called What Happened, Miss Simone?
Yeah.
And it's one. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
And it's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
It's actually quite upsetting.
It is quite upsetting, yeah.
She is a world-class talent. She is one of the most influential queen divas there is, mm-hmm. There has been, I guess.
She's influenced so many people.
Yeah, and because of her mental health and the way that she was being looked after, it fell on the wayside. Her music kept her going, but... she should have been playing to like hundreds of thousands of people, not like hundreds.
Just small clubs and stuff.
And small clubs in Paris, you know. I feel like a lot of people should have looked after her a lot better. But it was up to her in the end about how she wanted to do things, I guess.
Mm, mm.
But yeah, it's a really good documentary. I've heard that it's good to avoid what would you call it?
Biopic.
Biopic, yeah. The biopic is bad, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. Yeah.
Don't watch it.
But the documentary, if you want a proper
amazing
account of her life and some good interviews with her, definitely check out that particular film on Netflix, What Happened, Miss Simone. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
But we're going to finish now with Nina's take on an absolute American classic. I'm pretty sure this particular track is one of the most covered songs in history.
Mm.
House of the Rising Sun. And this is Nina Simone's version.
Can I just bring up one
thing,
though?
Sure, yeah.
As a woman singing The House of the Rising Sun,
mm-hmm.
is she singing it from the perspective as a resident of the House of the Rising Sun? Or as... Because isn't the one that the animals did, it's like they were going to the House of the Rising Sun, or like they had been a customer? Whereas a woman singing it, it's like...
The reverse.
The reverse. Is it the reverse, though? Or is it someone
who's
outside?
That's a very good question. I've never actually thought about that.
Let's think about it when we
because
listen to it.
Because this song is... I think the origins of the song go back to the late 19th century, early 1900s. It's a very old song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's about a brothel, isn't it?
It is about a brothel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The House of the Rising Sun in New Orleans.
So is she singing... Yeah, well, let's think about this. Like, what perspective is Nina Simone singing from? It might be quite obvious once...
Maybe you could text in your thoughts after hearing her interpretation of the song.
Yeah, text in 5395. And also thanks again, Sam, for a lovely...
Thank you very much. Pleasure as always.
Lovely albums. Yes, cool. So see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
In New Orleans, call it the Rising Sun, and it's been the run of many poor girls. Me, oh Lord, I'm one. If I listened to what my mama said, be at home today. Being so young and foolish, my Lord, let a gambler lead me astray. My mother, the tailor.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.